Watch: Brutal Fight Between Two Passengers on New York City Subway. By Ethan Lechman on November 11, 2022. Two men were seen punching and kicking each other amid a brutal fight on the New York City subway in video footage that has recently emerged. The video, posted on Twitter by @NYC_actions, shows a uniformed service worker and a barefoot cyclist throwing punches at each other while passengers watch in shock and horror. Watch. Just another day in New York City. The caption reads from the account. Apparently the guy's bike knocked into the black guy. Black guy told him to apologize. He didn't. Fight started. At the start of the video, the fight appears to be evenly matched before the uniformed man gets the upper hand and starts punching and kicking the cyclist with little resistance. The outmatched cyclist eventually starts covering his head and lies on the ground while getting pummeled. As other passengers watch the fight, one individual finally yells, "Enough, enough." Eventually, the uniformed service worker stops beating the helpless cyclist. The video was shared on Twitter on September 11th but has gained recent viral traction after it was retweeted by @RebelBlockMedia on Monday, according to the New York Post. Breitbart News reached out to the NYPD for more details about the incident, but the department did not have any immediate information. Major crime in Democrat-controlled New York City is skyrocketing under Mayor Eric Adams, D, and Governor Kathy Hochul, D. Felony assaults have increased by 13.3% since this time last year, robbery by 31.5%, and overall major crime by 29.1%. Crime on the New York City transit system, which includes the subway, has surged by a whopping 40.2%. In the Empire State's recent gubernatorial election, Hochul was forced to admit that rising crime was an issue after Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, criticized the incumbent governor for her soft-on-crime policies, such as no cash bail. Hochul defeated Zeldin in Tuesday's gubernatorial election. You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter @EthanLechman.